Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First one of my lucky dip today comes from Beth Ann, who says, I want to learn how to express who I am without being obsessed with my appearance and not to be invisible unless I choose to be. As an older woman, it's easy to be overlooked, but I'm not interested in being dramatic as a means of countering that bias. I don't object to it in others, but my own style is more understated. I struggle most with hair and makeup. And I think this is many people's issue. Not everybody, you know, the number of people who have a dramatic personality, who want to have very dramatic style, is actually quite small in my experience. In my industry, there's certainly lots of dramatic image consultants, but there's way less in the overall population of people who feel comfortable in that more dramatic style. And so this is where, you know, it is one way of being, it's one way of standing out and not being overlooked, but it's not the only way. And I think this is where we can think about, well, who am I and how do I want to be perceived? What is the inside of me? What's my identity? And what clothing is in alignment with that? And that's something I think that we all need to think about. And this is something that can change over time as well, because we're not static beings. We grow and we change through our lifetime. And so maybe this is a new season of your life where it's time to reassess who you are and how you want to be perceived, and therefore what clothes really work for you. Now, there's always body shape change and things. It's often the external things that make us reassess our wardrobes. And this is usually things like a different job or retiring or body shape changes so that your wardrobe that it exists doesn't, you know, fit you anymore. Those sorts of things. These very external things. When really actually we want to do, and we all need to do this, we even if none of those things have changed, is to go inside and figure out who we are on the inside. And are we still expressing who we are through our clothes and our style, the person we are today, rather than the person we were maybe 5 years ago or 10 years ago? And many of us, particularly as we get older, we have things in our wardrobe that we bought 5 and 10 years ago. It's very easy. Time goes so fast. And it's very easy to have a wardrobe full of clothes. And wardrobes are built over time and they're built in the past. Everything we're wearing was built on a decision made at a previous time. And so it's always good to relook at this. So thinking about, well, how do you look, you know, expressing who you are. So this is where looking at my yin and yang table. So I've got a bunch of blog posts about yin and yang. This is a great place to start, to look at those yin and yang tables and to look at the elements of design and choose the ones that feel most congruent with you, that feel like they're a part of you, that they feel like they're an expression of you and you like them, because there's no point in putting something on that you don't feel really comfortable in and that's not you. And of course, in my 7 Steps to Style program, the first step is all about personality and understanding your personality and how to express that as well. So if you want to dive deeper into that, that is the place to go. And I think too that being older, one of the things that can happen is, yeah, we can get overlooked, but this is often when we become a bit more invisible, when we just start dressing in the big and sloppy and baggy and the comfort clothes. It's almost like you look like you've given up on yourself, so everybody else can read that. And I think this is the big difference. It doesn't have to be dramatic. It just has to, you know, say to the world, I have not given up on me. I am still an important, vibrant being. I am still an important person. I'm still amazing. I'm still beautiful. It's just in a new season of my life. And I think there's a very big difference between that look of I've given up, and then that's when you will be overlooked, versus, you know, not having given up. I think of, say, the character of Meryl Streep's character in The Devil Wears Prada. And she is a woman in her 50s. And yes, she has a more dramatic style, but there is nothing that says there she's given up. And she is certainly never going to be overlooked. And she's going to be taken more serious. But she's still fairly kind of elegant chic in her dressing. She's not really dramatic in the way that, you know, you could easily go down a dramatic route. And yes, there probably are more heels and things like that than you might want to wear on your daily basis, but you can take inspiration from these sorts of things. And maybe it's watch some TV shows with some older female characters and see if any of their style appeals to you, in particularly if it's in that understated way, and start to think about how you want to express your style. Now, struggling with hair and makeup, this is also very normal, and especially because hair can change with age. It can get thinner, or it can get, when it goes grey, it can get more kind of coarse and wiry. So it really depends which way your hair goes. But this is where I would go to your hairdresser and talk to them about how you're struggling with your hair. What are some great hairstyles you can have that are going to be flattering on you, that will work with your hair as it is today? So your current hair texture. You know, and looking at colors and things like, and this is one of the things that can happen, especially if hair thins and then you're dyeing your hair darker than it is as it grows out, it look can make you look a bit like you're bald, because what we're seeing is the light roots make it look more like more scalp. So thinking about, are you still dyeing your hair? If you are, does that color still flutter you? Rather than holding on to something in the past, accepting who you are today. So talk to your hairdresser about hairstyles. Talk to them about how much time you're prepared to spend doing your hair. Super important. There is no point in getting a hairstyle that you aren't prepared to do, like you aren't prepared to spend the time and energy doing. But also be understanding too that wash and wear, if that's all you're prepared to do, is if you don't want to do any styling, then you're going to have a very limited number of hairstyles, and maybe they're not going to make you feel as good as you could if you spent, say, 3 minutes a day doing your hair. And I know, because I've got 3 minute hair. I'm prepared to spend 3 minutes a day, 1 minute some days, 3 minutes on a bad day. That's my kind of, you know, 5 minutes really at an outstretch. But that's something I talk to my hairdresser about how much time I'm going to spend doing it. What will my hair naturally do? What directions does it grow in? How can you cut it so it naturally falls in a way that works for you and your features? And then makeup's really not so hard. So I think this is where you could go to a makeup artist and have a lesson in what works for you and your skin today. And also too, it's one of the big things I do in my color analysis with people is we'll be going through like what makeup colors work for them, because half of makeup is getting the right colors. When you've got the right colors, the application is nowhere near as hard, but then it's also going, well, do I need a magnifying mirror so I can do makeup and I can see what I'm doing? And that's something like, I now have a 5x magnifying mirror that I do my makeup in, because otherwise I could be putting it anywhere. So it is that sort of thing that you still have to adapt and change, and your lips change, your eyes change, everything changes. Sometimes it's, I need to add more concealer. That's something I never used to add at all when I was younger. And it might be that I do, you know, less in the way of a dark lipstick. Maybe I go lighter in my lipsticks, but not too light, because otherwise it disappears as well. All sorts of things to think about. So that can be something that you could go and chat with a makeup artist about and get some tips and techniques for where you are today. But pick that person wisely. Pick a person. And there's so many great, like go on YouTube, there's so many great, you know, makeup artists who are talking about older faces and makeup, and do what is right for you. Because I think with all grooming is a really important part of style, but it has to be something that you feel comfortable doing, that it has to be who you are. So rather than trying to be like somebody else, you've got to do what is right for you. The next question today comes from Andrew, who says, I've no idea what is suitable for my age, which is 52. I'd like to be more elegant. So I'm, you know, past the age of 52 now. So I really don't think my style has changed hugely. It's changed in subtle ways over the years, I guess. But I don't think that there is I've suddenly turned 50, I have to throw my wardrobe out. I know it certainly hasn't happened for me. And the things that I probably am more aware of with being, you know, as I'm getting older, is that there's some skin hasn't got the tautness it might used to have when I was younger. But I know I go to my I go to some hot Pilates classes every week, and a lot of the people in the room are in their early to mid 20s, and there's a lot of crop tops in there. And there's no way in the world I'd be out there in my crop top. I just don't have the skin on my body I used to have. It is, you know, gravity takes hold, having kids stretches it out, all those sorts of things. So I might cover skin up a little bit more than I did when I was in my 20s, but I certainly don't think there's any reason to change your style around age in those sort of kind of old-fashioned ways. I mean, it's interesting. There is a book, and I've now forgotten the name of it, but it talks about how in the old days, kind of as you got older, you became more sophisticated. So there was a big change in dressing. And I think that's something that we can think about. And I think that sophistication does come more with age, but it's not everybody's cup of tea. And this is where your personality, as I was talking about before, your personality is so key in choosing what you wear. Some people are more naturally elegant and sophisticated, and they feel very comfortable in that way. And other people, that just feels like a lot of hard work, and it's not them. Some people are more creative. Some people are more dramatic. Some people are very relaxed. You have to figure out what works for you. So elegance comes from things like higher quality fabric. So, you know, looking at good quality natural fibers, looking at really good fit, looking at, they're often more simple, but there'll be some sort of interest or detail in them. And it's being put together with care and attention, and also really great grooming always goes into elegance. You don't see someone who's kind of wash and wear who looks really elegant. There's always a level of attention that is put into that sort of look. So if it's something that really does appeal to you, then absolutely go for it. But if it's something you think, oh no, I just don't have the time or energy, then just go, maybe elegance is not for me. Maybe it's just, you know, looking for something that just is a more refined version of relaxed and casual, depending on who you are. But there's lots of ways you can add elegance. And that is that sort of thing about thinking about, like, do I want to wear silk instead of cotton? You know, and you can even have silk t-shirts. Yeah, they require a little bit more care and attention, but these days a lot of modern front-loading washing machines, you can chuck your silk in the washing machine. It's really not too hard to look after so much. And steam irons and steamers mean that it's nowhere as much hassle to keep these things looking good. So looking at those sorts of things, I think, you know, the quality, the fit, the cut, those are the things that often make the biggest difference between something looking okay and, you know, and having a really more elegant, more stylish look. But age really doesn't come into it. If you feel really comfortable, then probably it's for you. Last question today comes from Peggy, who says, I have too much stuff that I picked up on sale that is now unorganized, and I can't see what I do have. How can I organize my wardrobe? So, Peggy, if you've got lots of stuff, the first thing I'd say is don't keep shopping. It sounds like you've got lots and lots of stuff. And this is a technique you can use, you know, when you're teaching small children how to organize things. And I learned this, you know, with small kids, but it can work for you as well, thinking about your wardrobe. The first thing is to start grouping like items. So it can be overwhelming if you have a very large wardrobe to even start thinking about it. So rather than do anything else, maybe the thing is just to pull out what you have and start grouping like items. So put your pants together and put, you know, short sleeve tops together, put long sleeve tops together, put jackets together, put skirts together. Start there. And then you can start assessing what's in there. But until you can see what you have, it's very, very hard. And when everything's higgledy-piggledy, make sure that there's only ever one thing on each hanger. When there's more than one thing on a hanger, the stuff underneath will disappear and you will lose things and you'll never be able to create as many outfits. So the first thing is to just start grouping like items. So what you might do, and just do one thing a day. Don't overwhelm yourself. So you might say, is today what I'm going to do is go through my wardrobe and find all my pants, all my trousers, and just pull out all your trousers, find a section of the wardrobe, like clear, you know, and then put that in, put them together. And that could be today's job. And tomorrow you're going to go, I'm just going to find all the skirts. And then I'm going to pull those all out and put them together. And then the next day, I will go and find short sleeve tops. Kind of pull them all out, put them together. So as you just start kind of finding like items, it becomes less overwhelming than if you pull everything out and you're trying to put things back and you don't know where to put things, or it's all jam-packed full and it's really, really hard. So that would be the first place I'd start is, and you might just do a kind of category of item a week. And it could even be things like find your, you know, sports shoes, find your, like, you know, whether it's accessories, find long necklaces, find short necklaces, just store them together each in one place. And then you can actually start to look at what you've got. Then once you've got them together, this is when I will go, okay, we'll put all the black pants together, all the brown pants together, all the navy pants together, all the beige pants together, start organizing them by color. But to start with, just get like things together, then organize them by color. So just do a little bit at a time. You're going to find it so much easier than if you overwhelm yourself. If you've got that much stuff, it can be truly overwhelming and you might need to take it quite slowly. And it might be worth getting someone like me to help you organize your wardrobe, because it can be really overwhelming if you've got a really big wardrobe. And, you know, and it's that you can't see the wood for the trees. You're just overwhelmed by all the stuff. So I would just start, and I've got a few blog posts on organizing your wardrobe, but it can be so much easier to have somebody else or a really trusted friend, someone you feel comfortable with, who you don't feel is going to judge you, to have them in your wardrobe to help you as well. It's really important to have someone who you feel comfortable with, who isn't going to judge you, because the wardrobe is an incredibly private space. I know whenever I am let into a wardrobe by a client, I take that very seriously, because I know our wardrobes are, it's a place we're often kind of naked in. It is incredibly private space. We do not want to be judged by these choices. And so I think it's a really important thing that we don't just let anybody in there, that we are comfortable with who we let into our wardrobes to help us. But getting some help can be so useful, because it is overwhelming. And I know even for myself, like, organizing my own wardrobe takes way more time than if I'm going into somebody else's, because I don't have those same emotional attachments to the clothes that my clients have to their clothes. And I know, but with my clothes, I have a lot more emotional attachments, so it makes it much harder. This is why getting someone outside, someone more objective, who can help you see what is and isn't working too, can really help you do that. But also too, then maybe even do something like, once you've got that just basically organize, do something like my Evolve Your Style Challenge. Just do a small style challenge and start wearing the different pieces in your wardrobe and assessing them about whether you love them and they should stay, or whether maybe they were on sale, but they're not really you and you should let them go. And this is where we often have to do the wearing to assess whether or not this is something that should stay or should go, because otherwise we can see the possibilities in clothes, but until we get them on our body and actually wear them for a full day. Because when we're trying on clothes in a store, we're putting them on, we're taking them off, and it's a very short period of time that they're actually on our bodies. When we're wearing them for a full day, this is when we start to think, oh, do I keep fiddling with this neckline? Or do I keep, you know, does my waistband do something, or is there something wrong with it? Or maybe the fabric becomes scratchy or something. Until we're actually wearing them, we don't notice that. We have to wear it for longer than the 2 to 5 minutes. We probably try on clothes for less than 2 minutes most of the time. So we just haven't got that information in the same way. So hopefully that helps you start to think about your wardrobe and just kind of starting to get it under control, because it can be big, it can be overwhelming, and that's okay. So just take some baby steps with that organization, and just like a little bit at a time every day, and you'll get it done and you'll feel so much better about it. Well, thank you so much for your questions, and thank you so much for watching. I really appreciate you being here and taking an interest in improving your style from the inside out. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips, and don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.